This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
We have text messages because you need something solved. You got Elizabeth and Radar. Text roulette right now. 414-432-1099 is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Spinning that wheel to find out which text we land on.
Yeah.
36.
All right. Let's see what questions we get. Sometimes we get them over the weekend. We see you. So keep sending those messages 24/7.
Oh, boy.
What do we got?
My husband doesn't want a 40th birthday party, but my mother-in-law and kids are pushing to throw him a surprise party. Do I throw the party anyway, even though he said no celebrations? 414-432-1099. Mixed family, call in. Let us know what you would do about this situation. Husband does not want celebrations, but the kids and mom-in-law are pushing to throw him a surprise party for his 40th birthday party. What do you think this mixed listener should do? This is a big question. A lot of people are like that. My wife, Jess, is like that. Do not surprise me with anything. I don't want to be surprised. I don't like surprises. They're not fun.
So would you do that? Would you, if you had her parents and some of her siblings, maybe even your kids, if they were saying, Dad, we know Mom says that, but she would absolutely love it if all these people showed up and she had no idea that she was going to see blast from the past, friends from high school, old friends from work, would you bend to the pressure and say, all right, let's do this?
No, I wouldn't.
You never would?
No, because I know she has told me time and time again in all our years together. She's like, I won't be wearing the right outfit. I will look like this. My hair won't be this.
Your daughters could set her up for success.
Yeah, but then she's going to know.
Your daughters could say, hey, Mom, we want to take you out for a nice dinner for your birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she will just kind of get, her spidey senses are up all the time.
So you would never even?
No. One time I surprised her is when our son, Bones, was at Whitewater, and he was like, hey, I haven't been home in a long time. I want to come home and surprise Mom, so don't say anything. Okay, I won't say a word. She was so mad all day. She was just walking around stewing, like, why can't we go anywhere? And then when he showed up, when she showed up, it was fine.
And that probably drove you nuts, because you're like, I can't tell you.
And then she was like, oh my gosh, no wonder why you were saying all this
but
stuff.
But you just said she was fine once the surprise happened.
Yeah.
Let's go here to line number one. Mama Bear Missy calling into the show. Good morning, Mama Bear Missy.
Good morning.
Okay, so what do you think about the surprise party that this mixed listener is asking about? Do you go ahead and throw the party?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Have a good old time. If he's mad about it, say, well, your kids really wanted it. Sorry.
It's too hard to kind of pull the wool over their eyes, though. And they keep asking, and then it gets stewy. And I'm like,
can I tell you, though, in my experiences of throwing surprise parties and being the person that the surprise party was thrown for, even if you have an inkling, and Mama Bear Missy, maybe you've been through this too, you can't see the entire party in your thoughts until it actually happens. You can't foresee who's going to all be there. You may know, all right, my parents going to be there, my siblings, my son. Like,
you know, the OGs are going to be there.
You know, yeah. You know they're going to be at the party representing, but it's everybody else that you can't foresee, which is actually pretty exciting. And have you ever had a surprise party like that, Mama Bear Missy, either thrown for you or for someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I told them I was not. I just recovered from surgery not too long ago, and then they said, oh, well, your birthday is coming up, so let's do something. I said, nope, I just want to lay on the couch. And they're like, nope, we're going to go. We're going to go and have something to eat. I would have never thought that they pulled a surprise party for me, but there was, I think, roughly around 75 people.
75 people for Mama Bear and Misty. Look at you. You got quite the fan base.
Were you dressed appropriately? Because I do agree that you need to at least be considerate. Don't do one of those where it's like, oh, you just woke up in the morning. Surprise!
She just had surgery. Yeah, you were okay with it?
No, I was dressed fine. My mom helped me, and she said that we were just going to a really nice restaurant, which I like kind of assumed because my parents are like that. So I'm like, okay, well, let's go. And then my three kids were ready, and I was like, okay, well, I guess we're going to do this now. And yep, sure enough, I was dressed appropriately.
Surprise!
And you were so relieved that you were ready for the event, even though you didn't know what the actual event was going to be.
Exactly.
Well,
good for you.
I feel for the mixed listener, these are the things to think about. If you're going to do a surprise party, maybe think about, okay, what would be the reasons why he wouldn't want to have one? Because really, surprises are for the people that are doing the surprises more or less than the person receiving it.
Yeah.
Because you like seeing the reaction.
Gotcha. Oh, man, what a plan we had here.
But she needs to get her husband prepared for this event. Again,
big time.
We're going to go out to eat, wear some nice clothes or whatever.
It's a male, so you can easily trick him.
Okay. Well, then in that case, when Jim Bob wakes up in the morning breath and all, guess what? Surprise.
Hey, we're having a party.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.